Now KRWG News. It's 6:45. This is KC Counts. A recent Rice University graduate says the school allowed another student to complete his degree, even after finding credible allegations that he sexually assaulted her. Houston Public Media's Jen Rice reports.
The woman says Rice took 6 months to complete the investigation into her reported sexual assault, and shortly thereafter, he graduated. Now she has shared her experience in an anonymous opinion piece in the school newspaper, the Rice Thresher. It's been shared widely on social media. We talked with the woman, who we're not identifying.
I think it sends like a very strong message that it doesn't really matter, you know, that he sexually assaulted me, but it's fine. He can still have a Rice degree. He can still, you know, have that name that will get him a job in a lot of different places.
Rice officials told Houston Public Media in a statement that the university imposed significant sanctions against the student, but that he had amassed enough credits to graduate when the sanctions were imposed. But a letter to the woman from Rice officials shows those sanctions didn't go into effect for several weeks. According to the letter we reviewed, Rice allowed the man to remain enrolled and complete his courses before his suspension went into effect. The letter further states he could apply for readmission the following year. Last week, Rice issued an apology, saying that allowing the student to graduate was a mistake, and in the future they will not allow anyone to graduate without serving their sanction. I'm Jen Rice in Houston.
The October edition of Desert Exposure is on newsstands. There's a lot happening in the borderland. Fred Martino has a preview with editor Elva Osterreich.
Elva, we begin this month with a follow-up on something we talked about some time ago. You have a writing contest each year, and now we get to talk about the winners.
So now we get to read some of them as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have three great stories and two poems. Two stories and one poem are in this month's edition. And the authors this year have just shined at their requirement to use an element to incorporate Southern New Mexico in this product, in their work. And they just have done an outstanding job of that. It's well worth reading.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. I love finding local talent and then showcasing them. We do that with KRWG Music Spotlight, and we've had some amazing, amazing performers. We move on now to something that is going to be interesting to a lot of people, the Diamonds in the Rough Baseball Symposium coming up at Fort Baird.
So back in 1919, 8 players were banned from professional baseball during something called the Black Sox scandal. And those 8 actually moved to Grant County and started participating in another baseball league called the Copper League. And it became known as the Outlaw League because these 8 players were part of it. And this event is talked about during a 3-day symposium, as well as a lot of other things at Fort Baird from a little later in October. A celebration of the legacy of baseball in the Southwest, which includes lots of discussions, panels, receptions, movies, and live games at the historic site.
All right. We will look for it. We also have a story this month in Desert Exposure from Las Cruces, natural landscaping. I like this.
This is about goatscaping, and so this gentleman with a business called Green Machine Crew, his name is Jack Peralt, and he's been working in Las Cruces with his crew on the drainage ditches, and his goats have been just cleaning them right out. They do a great job at clearing the spaces, and they help keep them clean because as they process the seeds and stuff of the noxious weeds they eat, they destroy them so they won't come back again.
Oh, I like that. In Tier C, a film festival is brewing.
The Meteoric Film Festival is October 18th through 20th. And just not only films, but filling the town with quirkiness, with art installations, storytelling, a pirate potluck, and live performances all across the town.
All right.
One of the organizers, Kyle Cunningham, referred to this event as having kind of a Burning Man vibe.
All right. Finally, we go to Alamogordo and an annual event. Tell us about that.
The Turquoise and Silver Tea is held at the Taze Special Event Center, and it's the annual fundraiser for the Flickinger Center of Performing Arts, which is one of those gorgeous old New Mexico theaters with tiered seating, velvet curtains, and lots of ambiance. The benefit event offers high tea, fashion show, live music, and belly dancers, all for $15. The big money's made at the silent auction, which includes some of the most beautiful items in Alamogordo and beautiful packages for staying at hotels and stuff in the area.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Elva, thanks so much. We'll check out those stories and more in Desert Exposure.